While we were marching through Georgia, everybody swing your honey, swing your high and low. The Alaman left for the old left, and around the ring you go. A grand old right to left, walk on your heel and toe. Promenade that pretty gal to Georgia.
I was walking through the square in Gainesville, waiting for my sandwich to be made, when I noticed a plaque on a building. This particular historical marker is on 109 Washington, which is a tattoo place. It honors the benchmakers of Awasra. You heard me. Apparently, that building once housed a social club where experienced benchmakers would gather after a hard day's work to drink tiu. These were the Gans Ra, the Ra that controlled the distribution of arasite and who hosted the Chefni Zin tournaments. That game was developed and popularized through the benchmakers, as they often had spare time waiting for the wood veneer that made up their benches to dry. But you knew that already, right? This is a Moving Through Georgia Extra, and today it's the historical markers of Chimerica. The plaque is part of an artistic project created by Eames Dimitrios. Dimitrios comes from a long line of artists. His father created a series of outdoor metal sculptures and fountains. You've seen some of them. His grandfather made bronze sculptures. His grandmother wrote Mike Mulligan and his steam shovel. His first name, Eames, comes from the designers. That's Charles and Ray Eames. They were pioneers in designing inexpensive but high quality, especially office furniture, and they did a lot of plywood veneer in their projects. Dimitrios' project is to place historical markers throughout the world in honor of events that have taken place in an alternate dimension. Some are big and some are small. People actually collect art and language from the people of this dimension, and there are a lot of stories of their civilizations. Before you dismiss this as, you know, being silly or frivolous, realize this artist is using bronze and stone to build a world. Tolkien did the same thing in his stories. So did C.S. Lewis. There are so many different stories from the Star Wars universe because George Lucas created a world with enough detail and texture that the viewer could imagine and explore on their own. Now, there are over 140 sites with markers across 6 continents and 30 countries. There are 3 in Georgia, including that one in Gainesville I just told you about. On Clayton Street in Athens is a plaque from the war between the Athenians and the Spartans. The Spartans won. This was the first plaque Dimitrios installed, along with an exhibit of art and artifacts from Chimerica, or the universe that includes Chimerica, which I can't pronounce, and this was in 2003. Another plaque in Atlanta talks about a road built across a great desert, a desert that surrounded the city of Atalanta. Okay, say what you want about this. Keep in mind, though, that world building is a huge part of book, movie, and video game development. It draws you in. It makes you believe that there's more to see. And it also keeps avenues open for the developers to keep creating works in that universe. To me, anything that involves people using markers and stories and language as a springboard to create their own stories, their own artwork, their own languages, their own foods, this is what inspires creativity, and creativity is something we desperately need more of. So next time you're waiting for a pizza on the square in Gainesville, you can impress your friends by telling them about the benchmakers of Awasra. I don't know how to pronounce it.
A grand old right to left, walk on your heel and toe. Promenade that pretty gal to Georgia. That's all.